Welcome back, guys. Today we're going to be reading the top three scary stories from good old Reddit. So strap in, because these ones are actually a little creepy. And if you don't think they're creepy, you have to admit they're just weird. Let's get into it. Coming in at number one, we have this new old house. We bought a house, my boyfriend and I. He's in charge of the new construction, you know, converting the kitchen into the master bedroom kind of thing. Well, I'm on wallpaper removal. The previous owner had to paper every single wall and ceiling. Removing it is brutal, but at the same time, oddly satisfying. The best feeling is getting a long peel, similar to your skin when you're peeling from a sunburn. I don't know about you, but I kind of make a game of peeling, on the hunt for the longest piece before it rips. Under a corner section of paper in every room is a person's name, along with a date. Curiosity got the best of me one night when I googled one of the names and discovered the person was actually a missing person. The missing date matched the date under the wallpaper. The next day, I made a list of all the names and dates. Sure enough, each name was a missing person with dates to match. We notified the police, who naturally sent out to the crime scene. I overheard one text say, "Yep, it's human." Human? What's human? They walk up to me. "Ma'am, where's the material you removed from the walls already? This isn't wallpaper you were removing." For any of you that doesn't get it, she was removing human skin. Which is... Wait, how does that work? How do you not notice that it's skin? I don't understand, but alright. That's cool. Coming in at number two, we have "They Got the Definition Wrong" by LLOIU. Loiu? I don't know if that's a real name, and if it is, I apologize. It has been said that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I understand the sentiment behind the saying, but it's wrong. I entered the building on a bet. I was strapped for cash and didn't buy into the old legends of the hotel to begin with, so $50 was more than easy enough to get me to do it. It was simple. Just reach the top floor, the 45th floor. Shine my flashlight from the window. The hotel was old and broken, including the elevator, so that meant hiking up the stairs. I hate stairs. But I really wanted that $50, so up the stairs I went. As I reached each platform, I noted the old brass plaques displaying the floor numbers. 15, 16, 17, 18. I felt a little tired as I crept higher, but so far, no ghosts, no cannibals, no demons. Piece of cake. I can't tell you how happy I was when I entered the last stretch of numbers. I joyfully counted them aloud at each platform. 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 44. I stopped and looked down at the stairs. I must have miscounted. So I continued up. 44, one more flight. 44, and then down 10 flights. 44, 15 flights. 44. And so it's been for as long as I can remember. So really? Insanity isn't doing something repeatedly and expecting different results. It's knowing that the results will never ever change.
that each door leads to the same staircase, the same number. It's realizing you no longer fall asleep. It's not knowing whether you've been running for days, or weeks, or years. It's when the sobbing slowly turns into laughter.
No thank you. Coming in at number 3, last but not least, my daughter learned to count by Real Science 87. My daughter woke me up at 11:50 last night. My wife and I had picked her up from her friend Sally's birthday party, brought her home, and put her to bed. My wife went into the bedroom to read while I fell asleep watching the Braves game. "Daddy," she whispered, tugging my shirt sleeve, "guess how old I'm going to be next month?" Smiling, I said, "I don't know, beauty," as I slipped on my glasses. "How old?" She smiled and held up 4 fingers. It is 7:30 now. My wife and I have been up with her for almost 8 hours, but she still refuses to tell us where she got them. If you guys are confused, they weren't her fingers. It was someone else's fingers. For anyone that, you know, is a little slower. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm also very slow. Anyway, that is it for the top 3 scary stories from Reddit. If you guys liked it, make sure to follow, and, you know, I'm trying to make a new one every day. Some days I will miss one, but I really like doing these, so I hope to be able to do a lot more in the future. I will not be posting any on Tuesday for about a week because I have to go up and visit a family member, and it would be rude to do this while I'm there. So, hope you guys enjoyed, and I will see you guys later. Bye-bye.